This is Passing Judgment, a podcast about the law and how it affects you. I'm your host, Loyola Law School professor Jessica Levinson. Think of me as your personal law professor as we navigate the big legal questions of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers. Hey, everybody, it's Jessica, and I want to talk to you a little bit about a case I've been getting a lot of questions about, and that is the case involving Baby Reindeer, the series that is now streaming on Netflix. So let's begin at the beginning. Fiona Harvey, the apparent inspiration for the character Martha in the Netflix series Baby Reindeer, has sued Netflix and comedian Richard Gad. Now, Gad is the writer, director, and star of the series. And Martha is portrayed as a character who stalks and sexually assaults Donnie, who is the character who Richard Gad is based on. Now, Netflix describes the story as, quote, a true story. Now, Harvey has sued, and I think it's worth emphasizing that there's little doubt that her life has really been put under the spotlight, raked over the coals, because internet sleuths were able to identify her as the apparent, quote, real life Martha. And again, Martha is a character who's portrayed as assaulting and stalking Donnie, the character modeled after Richard Gad. So not somebody who you want to be identified with. Now, Harvey has without a doubt suffered as a result of being exposed as apparently one of the key characters in this series. And she sued based on defamation, based on intentional infliction of emotional distress, two counts of negligence, and also two counts related to California's common law and statutory right of publicity. And that's what I want to focus on here, talking about the right of publicity. And that's because that particular tort is limited by the First Amendment in a way that, in my view, means she should not succeed. And in fact, I think our First Amendment tradition demands that she can't, because what we want to do is protect artists, including authors, directors, performers. We want them to be able to express themselves. That's the speaker's interest. And we also want them to be able to share their views with the public. That's the listener's interest. Now, the tragic result of this robust First Amendment tradition is that there are real people who will suffer real injuries. And sometimes they will be subject to vile and hurtful communication, and that will hurt their right to be let alone. But my point here is the way the First Amendment protects speech and expression, both on the speaker side and the listener side, means that we believe censorship is more dangerous than infringing on somebody's right to be let alone. And so, yes, there are people who absolutely suffer harms, but my point is that the opposite is worse, that if we shifted the balance of power and we said to people like Gad, if we said to other storytellers, you don't get to tell your story, or you don't get to share that with the public doesn't get to hear that, then that harm is actually greater. So back to Baby Reindeer. On Netflix's website, they say that the series, quote, centers on struggling comedian Donnie Gunn, and again, that's Gad, his strange and layered relationship with a woman named Martha, whose initially friendly demeanor unravels as she begins to stalk Donnie relentlessly. And the series is actually based on a show that Gad had been performing for years. But because it was a show, not a Netflix series, the audience was much, much smaller. And there wasn't kind of a group of internet sleuths that were able to identify Harvey as the apparent real life inspiration of Martha. Now, Harvey says that Gad and Netflix fabricated these, quote, brutal lies about her. She says that she is not a twice convicted stalker. She says that she never sexually assaulted Gad. And she says that she's, in fact, never been convicted of any crime, never gone to prison, never stalked him, never stalked a police officer, and never attacked him. And In some, she vehemently denies that Baby Reindeer is a true story. The other thing that Harvey claims here is basically, Netflix gad, you did nothing to try and protect me. She says, one, this is all lies, and two, my identity was, quote, completely undisguised. And she has a point here. She was identified within days of Netflix releasing Baby Reindeer, in part because there was a then publicly accessible post that she made on what's now X, what was Twitter. And as a result, Harvey says she's been tormented. She suffered severe mental, emotional, and physical distress. Now, Netflix and GAD have not responded in a court filing yet because this is a fairly new suit, but they have obviously said, we're going to defend this matter vigorously. We stand by Richard GAD's right to tell his story. And that right to tell your story is something I want to focus on in a minute. First, though, I do want to say, if in fact Baby Reindeer amounts to defamation, then Harvey should be successful on a defamation claim. Now, defamation requires that there was a statement that was published, that it was about Harvey, that it was a false statement of fact, and that it harms her reputation, and that it was made with the right state of mind. And in this case, I think it really comes down to the truth or falsity. And so if in fact GAD and Netflix are saying this is a true story and it's not, then there very potentially could and should be a defamation claim here. But what I want to focus on is instead the California law related to the right to publicity. And as I said, there's a common law right of action and there's a statutory right of action. And to succeed on those claims, Harvey basically has to show that GAD and Netflix used her identity for their benefit without her consent and that it caused her an injury. Now, the quintessential example of this is using somebody's name or likeness in advertising. So you take a picture of somebody, they don't say, yes, you can use this, and you plaster it on a cereal box and you use their picture to try and sell cereal. Now, the big problem for Harvey is that Baby Reindeer is not a box of cereal. It's an expressive work made for entertainment. And there's a case out of the Seventh Circuit from 1993. It's a case I teach, and I think it's a helpful case to think about as we're thinking through this question. The case says the possibility of an involuntary loss of privacy is recognized in the modern formulations of this branch of the privacy tort, which require not only that the private facts publicized be such as would make a reasonable person deeply offended by publicity, but also that they be facts in which the public has no legitimate interest. And that's the crux of it here, which is, I think the public does have a legitimate interest. Baby Reindeer is, in fact, hugely popular. Now, popularity alone doesn't mean legitimate interest. It just means interest. But when we think about the First Amendment protection in play here, and we think about legitimate public interest, that actually is very broad. And courts have found that entertainment falls within that bucket of what is a legitimate public interest. One other thing I want to say about this claim is that Harvey is not making her claim in the sense that it shouldn't be measured just against the public's right to consume the information and a detached reporter's ability to tell somebody else's story. Here we're talking about GAD and his story. He's not a detached reporter. He's sharing what he says is his own experience. And so he's entitled to additional First Amendment protection here, at least in my reading of the cases. Again, if the story is false, then he should be liable for defamation. But if the story is true, then he really is like wrapped in a protective First Amendment blanket, and we should allow him to tell that, and we should allow the public to hear that story. This really is, in a lot of ways, a classic battle between the right to publicity, where you see privacy rights on one hand and First Amendment rights on the other. And we shouldn't allow privacy rights to trample artistic license in most cases. Now, I do want to add a caveat here, which is it may be time to recalibrate what we think of as the proper balance based on the fact that the internet allows us to learn so much more about each other than we used to. Again, GAD has been performing this as a one-man show for a long time, but then the audience exploded and many internet users were able to identify apparently Harvey as Martha and to really put her under a hugely painful microscope. So unfortunately, there are some people in our society who are going to face significant injuries to their right to be let alone. But I think because of the needs of the freedom of expression, because we have to allow writers, producers, actors, directors, again, to practice their trade, but also for the public to consume what they're providing, I think in the end, where I come down is that censorship is just more dangerous than hurt feelings, even deeply hurt feelings. So that's a quick recap of what's going on with Baby Reindeer. I hope that was helpful. Again, please rate, review, and subscribe. Next week, we have some national reporters who are going to talk to us about many of the Trump legal battles and where we are in the 2024 election. Until then, I wish you a great week.